Welcome to the Lions Den University Report. This program brings you a behind-the-scenes look at the spiritual life on today's university and college campuses. Now here's your host, Glenn Bailey.
So it's a privilege to take our portable recording equipment around the country and meet dedicated followers of Jesus Christ who are living out the Christian life, in particular on the university campuses. My guest today is Brad Henning, and he's occasionally on universities. He has a subject, though, that relates to young people of related to the area of their sexuality, and an important subject, and one that university students, as well as high school and junior high now, and probably we need to really teach these things early on. But Brad, welcome to our program.
It's nice to have you here in Seattle.
Thank you.
You're a long way away from home.
Yeah, we are. And good to be here. We're actually both of us involved in an intelligent design meeting today.
Yeah, Discovery Institute.
Discovery Institute here up in downtown Seattle. But now, tell me, do you have an official name for your ministry and how long you've been doing it, and a brief description?
Yeah, we call it Life Resources, but most people know me as a sex guy.
Oh, okay.
So you can quote me on
right.
that.
Right. Well, that should get more listeners, maybe,
probably,
when we say that,
probably.
Right?
And that woke everybody up in the audience.
Right.
About 25 years ago, I started speaking in schools, and I mainly aimed it at high school.
Right.
But the more I found out, the more university students wanted to be involved with it, too. So,
sure.
Why not? Let's
right.
do it.
Right.
But, it was... you probably don't know this, but here's the three things we talk about. Number one, what's the difference between men and women? Mm-hmm. But not the obvious stuff. It's more, how do we think? How can we communicate? Why is it so hard for guys to understand girls? And what are girls thinking? And, you know, all the stuff that goes with that.
Yeah.
And then the second thing is, it's a definition of love. And mm-hmm. I tell students right off the bat, by the way, Glenn, it's 2 hours long.
Oh,
it's a long
and right. It's a real detail.
But I tell them by the end of the 2 hours, you will know if your boyfriend or girlfriend loves you or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guarantee.
Okay.
And of course, they all sit up.
Right there, you got their attention.
And then the third thing is abstinence outside of marriage, which, in most people's view, abstinence is stupid.
Yeah.
It's stupid. You know, why should I do? It's too much fun.
Right.
So what I found out is if you forget and don't do the first two things, talking about difference between men and women, how we think and all that, and what love is, abstinence is dumb.
Yeah.
And I tripped on it. I wasn't smart enough to figure that out myself, so I just tripped on it. But it's been highly successful. It's just been amazing.
Great. So you get good audiences, and you're invited to different places, public and private schools.
Most of what I just feel like I'm called to the public schools.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. I enjoy going to the private schools, Christian schools, and that sort of thing. But I really feel like God's called me into being in the public schools.
Yeah.
And my talk isn't religious in the sense that I'm quoting Bible verses or anything. It isn't that. It's much more, does this make sense? And it does. And the kids get it. The students get it.
Sure.
So, but it's just been really fun.
Great. Yeah. Great. And, of course, these are important things, and maybe we could share a little bit with our radio audience in brief here. First of all, even the idea that men and women are different goes against the grain in some ways in our politically correct society today.
You're kidding.
What do you say about that?
Well, I don't apologize for that. I'm a little bit shocked at some of the schools that we go to. You'll get absolutely no response in the sense of negativity. They just, that's really true. But just recently, and Glenn, I was talking to you before we started this program, telling you about a school that I went, a university that I went to, and they just tore me apart.
Mm.
And I mean, it was brutal. It was it was inappropriate, and you know. But
so this is why you were speaking. You got,
they wouldn't let me put two sentences together.
Mm.
And there's a lot of reasons, but there's a lot of women's studies, you know, kind of girls that were there, but they wouldn't let me give any kind of a reasonable explanation for it.
Yeah.
So basically, when I talk about the difference between men and women, it's not building one up and tearing the other down. It's like, no, how do we understand each other? And I make sure that I'd say at least 4 to 5 times, just to make sure, not all men and women are like this.
Yeah.
Most of us are, but not Not all the time.
Right.
And not everybody. So.
And this is biblical, that men and women are different, but also of equal worth and of equal value. There's no difference at that level.
Absolutely.
Before God.
Yeah. We'd be stupid to say otherwise. I mean, that just wouldn't be true. So I just describe some of the differences between men and women, the way that we communicate. Mm-hmm. And it's really funny. I mean, I'm laughing at myself. I'm a guy, and I'm laughing at myself. That's guys tend to be like. But one of the things I kind of found is a lot of women feel almost embarrassed to be women.
Hmm.
It's like, oh, no, we've got to be more like men. Why?
Yeah.
Come on, Glenn, we know what it's like to be a guy. Why would a woman become like a guy, for crying out? So, but it's just the description of things like guys tend to be impersonal. Girls tend to be very personal. I give a lot of illustrations, but I made that statement in a school one time, and I said, you know, women tend to be that, and a woman yelled out, I am not. You know, like, well, I had another, I was in a high school setting up for an assembly, and no one was in the room except myself, and in comes a mom with her daughter. Yeah. She wanted to hear what I say, and I love having parents come.
Right.
So I said, hey, ma'am, it's good to be, I'm going to do the presentation, and it's a good thing you got here early because there's only one padded chair in the building, and ma'am, you can have it. And she looked at me and said, you think I need it?
Oh.
It's like, okay. Whoa. So, but guys will get in an argument, and then they'll go out and be best friends.
Right, right.
But women will get in an argument and be enemies for a lifetime. Mm. Not always, but
yeah.
But things like that. Women take things very personal. They read between the lines. Glenn, if you went home to your wife and said, I love you, you know what the next thing a lot of women would think? What did you do?
Oh, yeah.
You know, what did you do? But they
not
read between.
My wife.
Oh, no, of course not. Of course not. I hope your wife's listening to this. If a guy came home and gave his wife a dozen red roses, you know, what did you do or what do you want?
Right. Yeah.
And it's not that that's a bad thing. It's just women tend to want to know underneath.
So, and then you go into the section on love and what love is all about.
Yeah.
So
and again, there's a whole bunch of other differences that we're having fun with that. So,
right.
But the definition of love, I go through and I first describe what love is not. And I'd say things like, love is not a feeling. Most people think it is, but love isn't a feeling. And I have a letter from a girl that says, this is a quote, I do think love is a feeling. If love wasn't a feeling, what would you feel?
Yeah.
Well, you know, how am I supposed to answer that?
Right.
But love is not a feeling. Feelings can be misconstrued. It might produce feelings, but love is not a feeling. It's not an emotion. You can't fall in it. There's no such thing as falling in love. If you could fall in love, you could fall in friendship.
Mm-hmm.
A professor down at Hillsdale College made that statement. Yeah, if you could fall in love, you could fall out of it. Who would want to be married knowing that? No. So I give this definition. It's the best definition I've ever heard.
Okay.
Love is choosing the highest good for the other person. It's a choice for the ultimate good of someone other than yourself.
Right.
So then I underline the word choice. It's a choice. You can't blackmail, threaten, push, coerce anybody into loving you. They either freely choose that, and you do, mm-hmm. or it's not love.
Right.
If a guy ever said to a girl, hey, if you love me, prove it here in the backseat of my car, he doesn't love you.
Yeah.
That's blackmail.
Right.
And
he's
girls
thinking
black-
of himself, not
well, sure.
the best for the other
person. And girls blackmail guys, you know, if you break up with me, I'll slit my wrist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't believe the letters I have like that.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Love is the highest good. It's not second best. It's not sort of good. It's the very best. If a guy said to a girl, if you love me, would you prove it here in the back? Wait a minute. If she gives into that, is that the best for him?
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't.
Right.
That's... You're training him to be a selfish, self-centered, sexually addicted guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's not love. And love is always for the other person. It's not centered on you.
Yeah.
It's you. And by the way,
when you don't feel like you're in love, you still are committed to that person. You're still thinking that other person
still,
is valuable and somebody that you want to benefit and bless.
You still make wise choices for their sake.
Right.
Absolutely.
Great. And you've given this talk even at places like Washington State University. How did something like that go? What kind of audience did you get?
It's really fun. We happened to, it happened to be a Young Life group, mm-hmm. and it was like 250 college students.
Right.
Half guys, half girls. And, you know, you never know when you're in a university setting, because university students are much more discerning, and they've got critical questions, which is,
sure.
I love that.
Yeah.
High school kids aren't so much, but so you start in and you start, you kind of feel the crowd out, you know, mm-hmm. and are they responding to the humor and that sort of thing? But they loved it.
Great.
Now, one girl got up in a huff and she left.
Yeah.
As soon as they started saying that men and women were different, mm-hmm. and, oh, they can't be that.
Yeah, yeah.
But the rest of the students really responded well. You should have seen the reaction that I got afterwards.
Is that right?
Yeah, college students coming up and, can I talk to you? And. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I think I love my boyfriend or girl, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But what do I do about X, Y, Z? And they really want to know, because relationships then at that level is much more serious.
Right, right.
They're thinking marriage. So.
Yep. And they still need guidance, though, and because
sure.
the culture doesn't tell them a clue of you know, how to have a lasting and meaningful relationship.
Sure.
And so your third part of your presentation is on abstinence. Tell us what the what you say about that and what the benefits are of abstinence before marriage.
Yeah, again, abstinence seems like it's stupid, but when you really think about it, it makes complete sense when you take into consideration what love is. Would you consider marrying somebody that didn't love you by that definition, that would choose the best for you? So then I go in, and when I was in college, and one of the years I went to college was at WSU, that same school I was telling you about.
Okay, right.
They did an experiment, and this is just to give you a little hint. They had a girl sitting in a room with that had furniture and everything in it, and then there was a foyer on the outside of that, and then they had 50 guys show up for an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And so one at a time, each guy was ushered in, and they flip on the light into the room where there was a girl sitting in the corner facing the corner. And they flipped that light on for 10 seconds, flipped it off, walked the guy out, said, list everything you saw in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave him all the time he wanted.
Right.
Well, there's a girl, a chair, a rug, table, lamp, a chair. You know, he could list everything.
Mm-hmm.
Next guy, he comes in, they flip it on for 10 seconds. Same thing. The only difference is the girl raised her skirt just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next guy, she raised it some more. And the next, and the next. Well, by the last guy, she didn't have anything on from the waist down. She's naked, sitting mm-hmm. in the chair facing the corner. Last guy coming, he didn't see anything but the girl.
Right.
So the more sex that entered the relationship, the less of the relationship you know anything about.
Right.
Because it's the less that you'd see in the relationship or the less you see in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is so many students are getting married, they think they know everything about each other, but all they've got is sex.
Well, I've been talking with Brad Henning, and he's involved in ministry. He's the sex guy that talks about sex, and but sex designed God's way is a beautiful thing and a wonderful thing. And
marriage, a fun one.
And a fun one. And marriage God's way is a great blessing and can be for life.
You might look up bradhenning.com and go on the website and just look at, there's one thing there for students. It's the 40 most asked questions by girls. I get asked the same questions over and over again.
Right.
And the answers are written out there. So you ladies in the audience, you might want to look that up. It'd be fun. And guys, there's also, how do you ask a girl out? There's 15 steps to that.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, just for
terrific.
Bradhenning.com.
Great. Okay. And I trust some of our listeners will take your advice and also look at your website.
There
Thanks
you
for joining us, Brad.
Glenn, privilege being here.
You have been listening to the Lion's Den University Reports. If you would like more information about the Christian life or would like to contact the Lion's Den or one of the guests, please write us at the Lion's Den, Post Office Box 226, Mifflinburg, Pennsylvania, 17844, or email ltcldur@yahoo.com.